Thank you for calling into Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, Whitney. Okay. I had it set up to where I would get a text to let me know about my package. And I had called up because I received a text saying that my order, I don't know what it said, didn't go through. Now, I need, and I had called, when was it? Around the, I believe it was the 6th, because when I had placed my order, I got an email for my order with confirmation number. But then, you know, I checked my bank account and it showed that I was hit twice with the $779.98 or $795. And one of them I called back to have canceled, and then now I was just told that both of them are canceled. Is it possible to tell me why? I mean, I know one because I didn't order two, but why would the one, I mean, I don't understand why my order is canceled.
Okay, let me look over this account 1 second, please.
Okay.
Let me see 1 second, please.
Okay.
So both accounts don't need to be canceled?
No, I just, I only wanted the duplicate canceled. Because I was charged for two, and I only ordered one. And I only received an email for one. But I always check my balance on my bank, and it showed that there was two. So I called back, and I had the girl cancel one of them, because, I just needed the one. I don't know if maybe she canceled both of them. I don't understand. And then I do have two order numbers that I wrote down. And then she told me that she didn't need the order number, that it was an actual account number. And she gave me that, the one that I was keeping. So I do have that in case you need that.
I have that. I'm just looking over both of those accounts.
Okay.
So you have a 001 account and 002. So both of these orders were placed on February 5th.
Right.
These orders are not canceled because they can't be canceled at this time.
Well, I was told that one of them was canceled, and the one that was still on as an account was 001.
Yeah, those both have already pinned and went to warehouse. We can't cancel any of those accounts at this time.
Well, no, it should have been on the 5th. That's when I called. I immediately, as soon as I saw what had happened, I canceled one of them. That should have already been in there.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. Both of these counts are still active. Neither one of these counts can be canceled at this time. You placed two orders, 001 and 002.
Okay, I didn't place two orders. I placed one. And then I was charged double.
These are two different account numbers. 001 at the end and 002. So those are two different account numbers.
Right.
Placed on February 5th.
Right.
And one was placed on the 5th.
They both came out of my account on the 5th.
Right. I'm telling you when you placed the order. If you could bear with me one moment, please. One at 10:07. And the other one on the 5th as well. Let's see. And that was at 10:10. So you placed the orders 2 minutes apart from each other.
I placed one order, and I got a confirmation number for it. The other one, no confirmation, no order, but I was charged twice.
Right, because there's two different orders, and both of those are going out, so you'll need to return one of those when you get that one. Because at this point, they can't be canceled.
So why was I told that one of them was canceled?
I'm not even sure, ma'am, because they know once it's sent to warehouse, you can't cancel. And they're not canceled. No one canceled it out. She might have told you that, but I don't even see one even accessed your account to tell you that. When did they tell you that? The girl that just sent you over now?
No, on the 5th. I called on the 5th. You should have record of that. I told them no. I only ordered one, but two of them hit my bank.
Yes, because two accounts were made.
I don't know how that happened. I only ordered one.
And no one accessed your account on those 5th, because I'm the only.
Mm-mm. I was at work, and I wanted the one. And I
okay,
don't
well,
know
ma'am, I do apologize. Both accounts are going to be sent out. You'll just need to return one of those.
Well, I don't. The thing is there's no money in there now because of both of them. There would have been for one, but not for
but
two.
But both accounts have already been paid for. Yeah, both of those accounts have already been paid for, so you'll need to return one of those.
See, that doesn't make sense because my bank is saying that it was declined.
Let me look some more, but...
One of them was declined.
Well, if one of them was declined, then you only have one order. But on my end, let me make sure this one. Yeah, on my end, both of these have already authorized. You might see authorization. Yes, ma'am. Those have already been charged, both of those.
See, that doesn't make sense to me if I called... on the same day that I placed the order.
Well, ma'am, we have no one accessing your account, so I'm not even sure if you called the right number because at first you said you didn't place two orders. Both orders have already been placed.
I'm not an idiot. I've done this plenty of times. No, I spoke to, matter of fact, two people. One person hung up on me and the other person I had just
And you called from the number that you're calling from now on the 5th?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let me see if we can get the record of phone call. 1 second, please. Let me ask my supervisor. She can pull the call record.
There's two phone calls.
Okay, ma'am. On the same number you're calling from now, on February 5th?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. I'll get my supervisor to check the phone records.
Thank you.
One second, I'm still getting someone to check that, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. On that date, on February 5th, she said that there's nothing, phone records or anything that you called.
That's bull.
So
that
this,
is...
one of these orders need to be returned if you want to receive a refund for that. But both orders have already been processed and sent to fulfillment to be shipped out.
See that? I don't understand because there is no money for a second one. So
unfortunately,
I don't
ma'am, they've already been sent. They've already been paid for, so you'll need to return that.
When were they shipped?
Let's see. 1 second, please. Second, let me get my system pulled up. Let's see. So that one's set the same day. Yep. Let me see when this one is.
See, that's strange because on my record, on my phone, I'm looking at it right now.
They both sent to warehouse on February 8th. So yesterday, they've already been sent to warehouse on yesterday.
Okay. The call record on my phone right now says that I spoke to you guys twice at 10:37 a.m. on the 5th. So if my, I don't understand how mine would
from
have
719-433-5657?
Yes.
No, ma'am. We don't have any record of February 5th.
Wow. So, I mean, how would I do this on my phone? I could take a snapshot of it and send it to you people. But, yes, I did speak to two people on that day. I don't know on your
end. At what time?
10:37.
And what time?
10:37 a.m. on the
and what
5th.
Other time?
It is just says two phone calls, 10:37. So that's the first phone call. And then it was hung up on me, and then I called back. So probably about 10:40, 10:55 possibly. But yes, I did call twice. And I don't understand why it wouldn't be on your records if it is on mine.
One moment,
and
please.
And I spoke to two different people.
One second, please.
Mm-hmm.
One second, please. My supervisor's checking something real quick. One second.
Thank you.
I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment. All right, I'm still having my supervisor check over something. One moment, please.
Thank you.
I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, what's the first and last name again on this account?
Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A. Last name is Browning, B-R-O-W-N-I-N-G.
And what's your address?
299 West Palomar Bay, Pueblo, Colorado, 81007.
Hold on just a second. Tell me that account number again, please, ma'am.
That would be 578 38 300-001.
5783830001.
Yes.
1 second, please. Five, seven,
Is it showing up at all?
One moment. Hold on 1 second. What the crap is this? Hold on 1 second. 1 second, please, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, I'm still with you. Bear with me one more moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
One second, please. I'm looking over this account. One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Miss Browning, so here's the thing. The agent sent the wrong number over, and I'm looking at someone else's account, and they placed two orders. Now, you did place, there's two orders for you as well, but both of these accounts are canceled.
Okay, does it say why? Because one of them, like I said, when I had placed one order, that I wanted one, but I was charged for two. And then, you know, I jumped on it, called you guys, and so why was the other one canceled? Does it say there?
When one's canceled, I guess they cancel both of them. It doesn't tell me why. It looks like.
Does it show that they were canceled on the same day or?
Let me look at that one, please.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to understand.
Cancel membership on this. Hold on. So this one was canceled. One second, please. Okay, looks like one person canceled one on the 5th and the other one canceled on the 6th. Did you email by any chance? Because whoever canceled you on the 6th was an email cancellation.
excuse me. When I saw that the I did email, but it was on the 5th.
One was canceled on the 5th and one was canceled on the 6th. So the email cancellation was done on the 6th by Jasmine.
Okay, then it I had
written. And now both of them's canceled.
Wow. I put on there which one I wanted canceled and which one I wanted to keep. So I don't know why both of them got canceled. So
one moment, please.
Hmm.
Maybe you did it all by email and no phones, because we have no phone records of you calling either on the 5th or the 6th.
Hun, I have it on my phone that I called you guys twice.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I can reactivate one. Did you want me to reactivate one?
Well, the only problem is the two that when it hit my bank, they set that money aside for those orders. And until you attempt to try to get one of them, one would go through. Okay, but as of right now, there's no money because of those two. I don't know if I explained that correctly, but if I put a third one in, it won't go through because there's totally insufficient funds because of those two that are still pending. So there's no way I can do a third one, because my bank is waiting for you guys to either cancel it or I don't know how you guys would do that. Can you see if you guys have more on more product?
So what you need to do, I can leave these canceled if you want. Hold on. The charges for both will still be on her account until her bank lets the authorization expire. But if she still wants one, go ahead and reactivate one. So that's why I can reactivate it for you if you want me one. But they'll both be on there until the banks let it expire.
Oh, okay. Well, how long does it take for that to happen?
About 5 to 7 business days. Mm. Oh, the pending charge will probably be on her about 2 days, 2 to 3 days, uh-huh. once the uh-huh. bank lets it expire.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to reactivate one, or do you want to be refunded for both and place the order again? That would probably be the best if you're wanting to make sure they're both refunded.
Yeah, go ahead and just do a refund, and then I'll have
be automatically refunded because they're both canceled. Once you see those drop off your account, then you can place the order again.
Okay, I'll have to do that. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'll just leave them as canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So there we go. I got it situated for you, ma'am. I do apologize. It took too long, but the other agent sent over wrong numbers, and he had 2 duplicate orders, and it was just one number off. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I didn't even verify the first and last name before. And now that would have been helpful. But, yes, ma'am, I got you covered.
Okay. Okay. Well, I apologize. This is a big mess, but at least we got it figured out.
Yes, so, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. But thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to need a long drink after this one today, but I'm definitely going to get me one.
Oh, you're telling me. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad we were able to fix this. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a great day. Bye-bye.